Love me some Ed Sheeran on a Tuesday, don't you? It's Q105, 745. Danny and the girls hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good morning. It's a beautiful day in the 419. Mostly sunny, breezy, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by evening with a high of 80. 62 now at the Q. All right, I have the story details of a guy who was awarded $870,000 after doctors removed the wrong testicle. Paul, need your assistance. Can't go through the story without Paul in here because he'll be chiming in his now, goofy little two cents. What?
Testicles don't really have a purpose, right?
Oh, my gosh. You are such a woman.
Well, they kind of
What do you
do.
Think testosterone comes from?
But Nards. You could take
they have
pills
swimmers
for that,
on them.
Right? Yeah, but I mean, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of where our swimmers come from.
Well, yeah, I know that, but
they're segregated, though. They're in different facilities.
Yeah.
The good swimmers are on the left, the bad ones on
maybe.
The right.
Ooh, there's a picture of them.
Boys,
but
on, the left.
You could
boys
do
on the left, girls on the right.
Could be. Drug therapy,
Susan,
right?
Susan,
if you're missing them.
Without testicles, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I understand.
It's a sperm factory. That's where they make them.
But after a certain age, you're probably done having kids.
No.
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 No, men can do it till like they're in their 70s. They can still father
Randall. Okay, but honestly,
Tony Randall had a kid when he was like 70.
Okay, you don't want a kid, though, when you're 70.
Well, sometimes you don't even want them when you're 30 or 40, but you know, you
right.
have them anyway. But anyway,
okay,
yeah.
Aside from that, right, they're, you know, not.
What's the point of keeping them?
Okay, what about your boobs?
Why keep them around,
hold on.
Man?
Okay, I'm not talking about for the entertainment factor. I'm
no,
just
I'm
talking for, like, the legitimate
wait a minute.
Medical.
You can use the testicles for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I'm not talking about
it's
that
just like the oogly googly
aspect. I'm just saying medically, other than
once you're done making the sperm and, you know, having kids,
right.
You say you could just have them removed?
Well, you wouldn't miss
well,
them.
Well, I'm saying
would
in this guy's case,
would you
yeah.
miss them?
Right. I don't. I'm
except
not
for
yes.
the imbalance. Wouldn't it be nice not to have that in the way, though?
No. I enjoy it.
But would they're you? Hanging. What if they're ring? You know, they're low. To the you know, as you get older.
That's why you wear tidy whities.
Yeah. Or boxer briefs.
Hold them up.
But that can't be attractive.
Same reason we wear a bra.
Right?
I don't know. You tell me. What turns you on, Susie?
I don't know. I'm not.
You're not very familiar with the man's sackage, are you?
I am aware.
You're
just
aware, but I don't think you spent enough time there.
Oh, stop.
Okay. I'm going to ask Porkchop next time we're golfing.
Oh, yeah, well.
Susie didn't seem to be too familiar with testicles. What's going on there?
She closes her eyes a lot.
Well, we have the lights on.
Next time we're
anyway,
golfing,
no,
it's
but
easier.
Medically, if
it's
you're done
very
having kids.
Okay, when you're done having kids, why don't we just remove your boobages?
Well, I'm not saying remove them. I'm just saying in this guy's case, was he really upset about
yes, he was.
Missing it?
He was in pain. Here's the story. It's in Huntingdon, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, it's Huntingdon, but I'm saying Huntingdon because I'm 12.
You can't do that.
Huntingdon, Pennsylvania. The guy's named Stephen Haynes. He's 54. He sued Dr. V. Spencer Long, whom Haynes went to see in 2013.
Wait, his name was
after
Long?
He has been suffering pain in his right testicle for 15 years. Ultrasound revealed that the testicle had atrophied after damage from a previous injury.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Probably got kicked in the nards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For being a wise guy. And he removed Haynes' healthy left testicle instead of the damaged right one. The jury found Long was recklessly indifferent and awarded Haynes $620,000 for pain and suffering plus $250,000 in punitive damages. Haynes' attorney says it's still not totally clear how the mistake occurred. The doctor gave an explanation. He said he claimed that he removed the testicle that was on the right side of the scrotum and the testicle had a spermatic cord that led to the left side of the body. And they're saying that just doesn't make any sense. The guy just basically screwed up. Essentially, according to the attorney, the doctor claimed that the testicles had switched sides at some point.
See, they can. They can
no,
switch.
They,
wow.
I don't think they can.
I'm
Paul,
not positive on that.
Paul,
no.
Get up. Turn around. Unzip
well,
your pants
listen.
And see if
Rob,
you can maneuver lefty over to righty, righty over to lefty. Okay, Paul's doing
right.
it now.
Right,
he's doing it.
Wait.
Facebook Live.
Not really. No.
Here, let me try.
Okay.
Hold on. You want me to try?
Not really.
Okay,
hold
put
on.
It
oh,
on
I
him.
Know you can't.
Hold on.
Okay. You probably want me to use this hand sanitizer now, don't you?
Oh, no. There's no way you can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it like this?
Trish is doing a visual.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what he's saying
is... get the Facebook Live on.
Hold on. No, yeah.
Wait. Brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. This is our Tuesday medical segment.
But if they hung lower, could it be possible? Because the sperm cord... would be longer, and it's like a pendulum.
We do have Dr. D coming. Oh, yeah. Pendulum, yeah.
She's not a medical doctor, though. She's not a medical doctor. No, here's the thing.
I think that they swapped. I think
they can't.
I bet they... wait.
They can't.
Trisha,
it's not like their lease was up.
Paul, show her.
Wait, what if it went like this?
Leg.
Wait, what if it went kind of like that?
Here's what happens.
See?
Here's what happens.
What if the cords got crossed?
Can you switch your boobs?
Look, no, but look.
When you lay down, where do your boobs go?
They
go to the side.
But we have there's cords on your testicles that the semen goes through within the sac. Are you looking at my picture?
No, I'm looking at a real picture from a doctor, not you and your porn.
Like this. That's
she's drawing her porn.
Look. What if this happened?
That's what I think the doctor is saying.
It doesn't matter. The jury says this doctor was negligent and he didn't say, my bad.
Well, yeah, he screwed up. But I'm just saying, we wanted to know how it happened. And now I was partially correct.
I'm not sure. I think Dr. D might know some things.
No, it's not that kind of doctor.
I know, but she might know
the hospital said the Dr. Schlong doesn't work there anymore. Causes cases in where surgeons operate on the wrong part of the body are very rare. The rate of wrong site surgery is 112,994 cases. So it doesn't happen very often. And it just reminds me of the rodeo song.
Rob hung up. I don't know what he wanted to say.
Our garbage man, Rob?
Probably something inappropriate.
He was going to say something.
Probably.
No.
All right, let's go to Ginger, though. Ginger could hold for us. You're not like you have a big, important picking up garbage truck job like Rob does. What do you got, Ginger?
Okay, so this is what I don't understand. A lot of times when they do those kind of surgeries where there's multiple options, they will put a marker on it.
Yeah.
And they'll say, not this one.
Right.
They will keep.
Right. That's what they do.
For that doctor to say, oh, well, I'm sorry they got mixed. How long were these nuts that they had to...
Well, the guy was 54 years old.
Well,
wrong nut. You know, it happens.
I don't care if they're young or old, that they still, one is longer than, usually lower than the other.
Sometimes.
Right usually is lower.
How would you know that?
I've seen a decent size of male members. So that's just, and I've taken a class or two to know that's usually one.
All right, there you go. All right, so did we ask Ginger if she's coming to the disco party?
No.
Oh, I can't go, hon. I'm sorry.
You got a birthday?
Well, it's not like I was,
She's got a birthday.
She's celebrating the birthdays in June.
Or a barbecue.
Okay, never mind. I wasn't going to offer you free tickets anyway, so screw you.
Aww.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm
That's
kidding.
All right. Maybe next
time. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. I'll come next time. Not a problem.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. We're busy.
There may never be another one. You just never know. You know, we could all be dead. All right, gotta go. Yeah. Gotta go see it. Ruben, you're on the queue. What you got, Ruben?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
Hey, I got a buddy of mine. Whose little nad-nads hang down about 4 inches.
Right. You measured them?
And
you're good friends.
And he can... Oh, no. You don't have to measure these. You just see them when they just fall off his pants. But he could twist them around.
Twist them. Yeah, you could twist them around so the left looks like the right, right looks like the left. I can see how that happened.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
So I could see it happening, but, you know, if you're paying a guy that much money, you figure he'd like, do a little bouncy ball there to get him right to make sure that he's getting the right one.
You would think that you'd be very, very careful. And this doctor was like those arrogant doctors that they can't make a mistake. And so I'm glad he got stuck with it.
I do too, but man, there are some cases out there with some guys. I know a buddy of mine, Jason Fritz. He has some very long balls on him.
I'm sorry, what was his last name?
Wait a name,
Jason Fritz.
Jason Fritz.
Wow. He's a celebrity in the South End.
Yes. He's in South End of Toledo because of that, because of his nards.
His testicles went on the Fritz.
Nice.
He's like a Dirk Diggler of balls in the North South End.
North South End.
Oh. Yeah,
he moves around.
Oh,
his balls are so big they cover both ends.
Both territories.
He hasn't got to the east yet. He doesn't like going to the east side, so he's working his way to the west end.
All right. Well, that's nice of you to out your friend and his giant testicles on the show today, Ruben.
Right.
Oh, he'll be proud.
All right, buddy.
Sounds like he has the biggest balls of them all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. A little AC/DC. All right. All right. Security, oh Jeff, God. And then we have a butt first coming
talking
up.
Talking about balls and he calls.
Hello, Jeff. You're on the queue. What do you got, dude?
My balls have actually been twisted.
See?
To a point where a medical doctor had to untwist them.
See?
Inside the sacrilege?
Yes. So it was when I was playing football. For practices, I wouldn't wear tight enough underwear. And mine actually got, from all the running, got twisted up. And all of a sudden, I had, like, swelling and pain and couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh.
Here's how they undo those. They do it live with an ultrasound.
Oh, so they're watching it, and
they're not gentle with those. They shove that right into your body nice and hard. They were not gentle.
There you go.
Numbing? They didn't numb anything?
We're at a whole other level of stupidity.
Not at all. It was incredibly painful.
Oh, wow. And they used the ultrasound. I thought they just used the ultrasound to see it. I didn't think they
would. No, they're watching them untangle it.
They used it the whole time to make sure they didn't go a little too far, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, but what did they use to actually untangle it?
A pick?
Her hand. And I was in high school, and it was a woman.
Did you get a boner?
Did you get
aroused?
No. You know what was funny is she actually gave me a big piece of tape to tape little Elvis down. No joke.
All right, that's no joke.
Wow. Right. What you learn on this show?
There you go.
Right.
I know, that's why, and it's all live and local. Gotta go, Jeff. See you, buddy.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye, Jeff.
There you go.
So, there's a.
Right, we have a butt first for sure. You do coming up here in a few seconds. But I want to name Stephen Haynes, the 54-year-old dude who won $870,000 because the surgeon removed the wrong testicle. For this reason why he's the dope of the day. He went to see the doctor in 2013. He had been suffering in pain for 15 years.
Oh, nope.
Wow.
15 years before he finally said, yeah, I better go get my nut looked at. That's why, Stephen, you're the dope of the day. So if you're listening, come on out of the station. We'll give you a certificate that says on this Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2017, the year of our Lord. Susie, tell me what he is.
You are the dope of the day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
We've all been there. That dreaded moment when you walk into a funeral home and it's hushed and it's sad. The decor appeals to another generation. They have multiple parlors, somber greeters. They have caskets on display. They have urns on display. They aren't homes at all. Well, John Castillo knows that, and he's been in the business a lifetime and reminds us that funerals are actually for the living. They should be celebrations of life, and it's held in the comfort and convenience of homes like his. Seriously, he actually lives there, right above the funeral home. He lives there. That's why you won't see grandma's furniture or funeral product displays. In fact, you see artwork, the life-affirming trees, simple, uncluttered, really calm decor. And best of all, because John Castillo wants you to feel at home, his is the only funeral facility in Toledo that actually has its own banquet hall and a full kitchen that serves 70 people. It's like a one-stop shop. So at Castillo's, your family and friends can celebrate the life of your loved one with a service in his grand living room and then share memories over drinks and a meal without driving somewhere else. That means you don't have to vacuum or worry about your house. And Castillo's honors one person at a time. There's none of those tacky dividers between, you know, parlors, as they call them in regular funeral homes. The entire space is open and yours to use inside and out. They even have space outside. So if you want to step outside, have a barbecue. I mean, he basically hands over his home to you, and you make it like your own. John Castillo makes his home yours, and it's the most affordable in Toledo. If you think it's too good to be true, you got to check it out yourself. You absolutely should research where you celebrate the life of the person you've lost. And always remember, if need be, if funds have been already arranged or you've had funeral arrangements for grandma set up for decades at her house or funeral or city or wherever in another city in Ohio, you can transfer those arrangements to Castillo's home. So he will handle it. He can transfer the funds. You just go to CelebrateLifeToledo.com, learn more about it. Castillo Funeral Home is at the corner of Tremainsville and Jackman, right near Start High School, right off of Prometica Parkway. So it's very convenient if you have family travel.